You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Singer-songwriter Jimmy Webb's current tour finds him paying tribute to longtime friend and occasional muse, the late Glen Campbell. Among the Webb compositions Campbell recorded was the 1968 hit Wichita Lineman. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Jimmy Webb and has more.
Tell me about the beginning of your relationship with Glen Campbell.
When I was 14 years old, doing a lot of agricultural labor in the panhandle of Oklahoma out there in the flat country, which you know probably pretty well, I heard this song astride my International Harvester tractor one day. I heard this song, Turn Around, Look at Me, on Crest Records, and it was by a young singer I wasn't familiar with, and I quickly became aware of Glen Campbell at that tender age.
There is someone walking behind you. Turn around.
And one of the things that I had decided to do was that I wanted that guy to record my songs. That's the guy I wanted. And I was just beginning to write songs, but for many years I wrote songs and used Turn Around, Look at Me and Glen Campbell as a standard for what would be a great song.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear you.
You're from Oklahoma, he was from Arkansas. Was that also sort of part of the kind of kinship that you felt with him? Like, here's this guy who understands this life that we live out here?
Well, I think so. I was born 11 miles from Eric, where Roger Miller was born on Old Route 66. So Glenn was, as you know, very, very tight with Roger Miller. Glenn came from a little town called Delight, which was one of those one traffic lamp towns, which were the ones I grew up in. You know, if it had more than one traffic signal, it was a city.
I am a lineman for the county.
Glen Campbell covered a number of your songs, including, of course, Wichita Lineman. And there's this sort of battle between fans that kind of rages about whether it's about Wichita Falls, Texas, or whether it's about Wichita, Kansas.
In my mind, it's about Wichita, Kansas. Yeah, I was living in Laverne, Oklahoma, and Laverne is a pitch and a throw from Wichita. It's about flat country. If you listen to the song, it's clearly about flat land. It's about long vistas, lines of telephone poles receding into the distance and getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And it's about the loneliness of the line worker.
I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain.
Wichita Lineman, of course, has endured for more than 50 years now. And, of course, we never know when we create something what its life is going to be. So, I mean, what does it feel like to be part of something that is now so deeply embedded in the culture?
Certainly something that I never expected, because I think that myself, my generation, my peers, Harry Nielsen and I, Stephen Bishop and Paul Williams, we sort of thought we were writing discardable music. It was our predecessors, the Harold Arlens and the Yip Harburgs and the Sammy Kahns and the Burt Bacharach and Hal David. And they had a shot at immortality, but I don't think that any of us took very seriously the idea that our songs would be around for no longer than 10 years or probably maybe 20 at the most. They just didn't seem as important as the songs of the great American songbook.
I am a lineman for the county, oh yes, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overlord. I hear you singing in the wire, Online.